1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Republican National Convention. I'm Richard Cantu. Night two of the convention heard from Nikki Haley, once one of former President Trump's fiercest critics, but not anymore.
Making one thing perfectly clear. Donald Trump has my strong endorsement, period.
ABC News contributor Chris Christie, former New Jersey governor and fierce Trump critic himself.
It was a complete, incredible flip-flop. From what she's done, flip-flop, flip-flop.
Republican Party co-chair Lara Trump regaled the audience with Saturday's assassination attempt.
It was in the midst of it all, as he was jostled off stage by Secret Service, that he knew how defining that moment would be for our country. And he hoisted his fist in the air.
On Wednesday night, the GOP delegates will hear from vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance. This is ABC News. Elon Musk is not bashful about his social views, and he's taking action after California enacted a law barring school districts from mandating staff tell parents if a child wants to change their gender identification.
Elon Musk says on X he is moving the headquarters of SpaceX and X out of California and taking them to Texas because California's new law is a final straw, as he puts it. History proves he may not be bluffing. He moved Tesla's headquarters to Austin from Palo Alto, California in 2021. Musk has also said he's moved his home to Texas, where there is no state personal income tax. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A big noise here in New York City. A loud boom heard over parts of the city and some suburbs. NASA believes a meteor hit the atmosphere at 34,000 miles an hour. That's Mach 44, 50 miles over the Statue of Liberty, and disintegrated. There were no meteorites produced, and no one was hurt. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. City leaders and Republican officials promised Milwaukee businesses would get big boosts during the Republican National Convention. But so far, some restaurants and shops say it's been pretty slow. That may be because attendees are on a tight schedule. Delegate Stephanie Susek.
We were kind of, you know, tied up having to be at the convention hall. And so we're looking forward to some more flexibility in the next few days to go out and, you know, just be part of the community and get out to different places.
That schedule is really keeping people busy at Fiserv. Civic Media has a team at the convention. We'll be there all week. And this is such sad news from Door County. Two kids, a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old, died when the sailboat they were on capsized near Chambers Island. Officials are still searching for their dad, 32-year-old Bill Salnick of Little Suamico. The Door County Sheriff's Office says they'll keep searching until they find him. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
The All-Star Game tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The 86th Major League Baseball All-Star Game, the Midsummer Classic hosted by the Rangers at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. Right-hander Corbin Burnes, former Brewer and now with the Orioles, on the mound for the American League against the Pirates rookie Paul Skeens. Brewers catcher William Contreras will be behind the plate for the National League with Christian Yelich in right field for his third career All-Star Game.
Yeah, anytime you get to come here, it's special and, you know, hang out with some of the best players in the game and be part of the All-Star Game. To really be able to do it through like different parts of my career has been kind of cool. You know, it's been a few years since I've been able to do something like this, so especially back, share it with friends and family, and really just enjoy the whole experience.
Last night at the Home Run Derby, the Dodgers' Teoscar Hernandez defeated the Royals' Bobby Witt Jr. in the final round. It was Hernandez' first time in the Derby. NBA, the Bucks take on the LA Clippers tonight in Summer League action. At 0-2, the Bucks looking for their first win. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s. And upper 70s with more sunshine Thursday. Mostly sunny and upper 70s to near 80 by Friday. Saturday and Sunday, a slight chance of showers. Highs close to 80. Currently, it's 66.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, Tad Tanger joins us from Western Racket to update us on his indoor just finish event that I hope to take part in.
And Ben and Deanna Melchor are in for their Moving with the Melchor segment.
Join us.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 9. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the second hour of the program, our high energy program today. Oh boy, a lot going on. By the way, Bob Menendez, the senator from New Jersey and the father of MSNBC host, was just convicted of corruption and of being of acting as a foreign agent. He's the first U.S. senator ever convicted of being an agent of a foreign government. And, you know, bribery, extortion, I mean, just all kinds of stuff. This guy's looking at serious prison time. The two co-defendants that were in the case with him were also convicted. The Washington Post article, which I read during the break, said that he might continue to serve in the Senate, which leads me to believe that the sentencing is been postponed to sometime down the road. I don't know. They didn't explain that in the article, and that's the piece that I'm still waiting to hear. You know, this is the second time Bob Menendez has been charged with corruption. And speaking as a Democrat, we can't afford to have corrupt people in our party. And Bob Menendez was never a progressive. He was always one of these corporate Democrats, you know, whoever gave him the most money, whoever the largest donations, that's where his votes went, by and large. And now we see that it was really much deeper and much worse than that, as I had feared, frankly, as I, you know, I mean, the news reports just made it seem devastating. So back to J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance said that people need to be more than willing to stay in unhappy marriages. Even violent marriages should continue, is the verbatim quote. Remember the train derailment in East Palatine, Ohio? That, you know, where that train derailed and then they burned off the chemicals. I think it was polyvinyl chloride, and they burned the stuff, and all these toxic fumes went into the air and everything. And J.D. Vance worked with, I believe it was Tammy Baldwin. I could be wrong. But he worked with a Democrat to, because he's the senator from Ohio, to put together some legislation to tighten up the regulations on the railroads, which just sounded great, right? Until it came time for that legislation to come out of committee, and then we discovered that he had taken a bunch of money from the railroad industry and had put a poison pill into the legislation that it didn't even take effect for multiple years down the road and had been watered down, and you know, whoever the Democrat was he was working with just started backing away from it. And you know, that's J.D. Vance, right? A for sale politician. Maybe not as bad as Bob Menendez, but pretty friggin' bad. He also said, you know, with Donald Trump's criteria, his three criteria for getting somebody is, or one of his three criteria for having a vice presidential candidate is that you have to lie about the 2020 election and agree that Trump actually won an election that he lost by over 7 million votes. And J.D. Vance has not only said that, but, you know, that was one of the three. Another one of the three was that you had to say that you wouldn't do what Mike Pence did, which is honor the Constitution, that you would actually, if you were vice president, you would overturn an election. And J.D. Vance came right out and said, yes, I would do that. I would have said, if I was in charge, I would have said that the phony electoral votes needed to be taken as seriously as the legitimate ones, which is just bonkers, right? He attacked universal child care as class warfare. Well, who's a class warfare against? Well, the ultra-rich. J.D. Vance is now a member of the ultra-rich. He's a Yale-educated lawyer. He was a hedge fund guy, made a pile of money, a crap load of money, and is the protege of one of Silicon Valley's more notorious right-wing billionaires, who at one point even went so far as to say women shouldn't vote, or things were better, I guess, when women were not voting. He, as I mentioned earlier, he's attacked the childless left, in quotes. His voting record with the AFL-CIO, zero. Now, there was an article in the New York Times yesterday that was talking about him, and they said, you know, he's an advocate of labor. No, I'm sorry, his voting record, if ignore what he says, his voting record with the AFL-CIO is a 0%. Zero. Dean Obadala, his Substack newsletter, which I recommend you subscribe to, it's free, you know, it's Dean's report. He says, Vance has called for the criminal prosecution of a journalist and his wife. This blew my mind. I was unaware of this. And then when I read this in Dean's newsletter, it reminded me that this was like a couple of years ago. And I was aware of it. I just completely forgotten this was in December. Not a couple of years ago. It was just last year. He wrote a letter to the Department of Justice demanding a criminal investigation into Robert Kagan. Robert Kagan is a reporter and an op-ed writer, you know, like me. And Robert Kagan wrote an op-ed in which he said that if Donald Trump is elected, the United States faces the possibility of becoming a dictatorship. And J.D. Vance quoted that and said, will the Justice Department open an investigation into Robert Kagan for possible violations of 18 U.S.C. 241 or any other federal criminal statute? In other words, he wants the Justice Department to go after journalists and editorial writers who suggest that Donald Trump might be a dictator. Donald Trump, who himself said, I want to be a dictator on day one. He also supports Trump's pledge to use the Department of Justice to punish his political enemies. He has not only lied that Joe Biden has weaponized the DOJ to target Trump, but 2-3 weeks ago, he endorsed Trump's vow to appoint a special prosecutor to go after people in the Biden administration. For what? For running the country well, I guess. It's a crime if you're a Democrat. He's peddled the Great Replacement Theory, this idea that Jews are importing black and Hispanic people into America to replace white people. This is bizarre stuff. On reproductive rights for women, he has called abortion murder. He rejects exceptions for rape. He says, I don't think two wrongs make a right. This guy's over the top. I mean, I don't have any other way to describe it. And he says, I would have told the states like Pennsylvania, Georgia, and so many others that we need to have multiple slates of electors. Right. There's no such provision in the Constitution. So I will say it, and maybe he'll ask the Department of Justice to investigate me, but J.D. Vance's rhetoric makes me think that if he is vice president, that we may become a dictatorship. What else can you say? There was an article in the Financial Times this morning by Christopher Miller, Henry Foy, and Felicia Swartz. The headline, Europe fears weakened security ties with the U.S. as Donald Trump picks J.D. Vance. I mentioned this in my op-ed this morning, in fact, a hot link to this article, that the big news story right now in European newspapers, and if you tune into the BBC or France 24 or Al Jazeera, you know, the Europe-based or Middle Eastern-based news sites, what you hear is, oh my God, if Donald Trump and J.D. Vance become president, Ukraine is lost. And NATO may well be lost. And, you know, Putin will probably next go after Latvia. That's an easy one for him. And there's only 1.8 million people there. It's a fairly large country. It's twice the size of Massachusetts. And it gives Russia a port in the Baltics at Riga. And, you know, I was just in Riga, in Latvia, just, you know, last week. And we spoke with a number of people. We walked by the Russian embassy. There's a two-story tall picture of Putin's face as a skull facing the Russian embassy that was put up by the Latvian government. Across the street, that's on one side of the Russian embassy. Across the street from the front of the Russian embassy, there's a park. And in that park, the Latvian government, again, a little country of 1.8 million people, but they're feisty, right? they put up this kind of portable display of 15 or 20 flagpoles, and every single one of them has a Ukrainian flag on it. And then right on the sidewalk across the street from the Ukrainian embassy, every morning children come and drop off their favorite toys in memory of the over 100,000 Ukrainian children who have been kidnapped from Ukraine by Russian soldiers and taken to Russia, the world's second largest purveyor of child porn, and basically, you know, trafficked into Russia. And the tens of thousands of Ukrainian children who have been killed by Russian bombs and by Russian soldiers, you know, by Russian air attacks, missiles, I mean, you know, the whole bit. So anyhow, Europe is frightened. There's no other way to say it. This is from the Financial Times article. Vance has dismissed U.S. security guarantees as a crutch that has allowed Europe to ignore its own security and argued that U.S. aid for Ukraine is unnecessary. If Trump is elected, this is from Rob Johnson, who was the director of the UK Ministry of Defense. He says, if Trump is elected and continues with this policy preferred by Vance, he may announce the abolition of NATO or of U.S. leadership in it, at least.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
That, says the guy in charge of the UK's military, would be a signal for Russia to regenerate its power over a decade with China. Yeah.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
Impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Andrew Hahn, he is a data journalist, and he maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin great. 96% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of Quick Trip.
Wisconsin is one of those places that has a cultural identity that's unique to this place. And when we tell stories like this, it reminds people that we all come from this place and we all share a goal, genuinely, of trying to make this state a better place.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
John Ellingson is our guest. He's one of the co-directors of the Eau Claire Coupe League.
It's a Swedish yard game. You would toss a baton trying to knock down your opponent's coupes.
You have teams from all over the country. What are some of the other names that stuck out to you?
Coupe Hand Luke.
Nice. Yeah.
The Salty Batons.
Oh. Do you call the last 16 teams the Swedish 16?
Oh, I'm writing that down. That's pretty good.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Barty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and cause them to act slower or older than they are. High amounts can even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy or organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, it's mess-free, it's full of nutrients, and it tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, the wild-caught codskin treats that dogs just love. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Every day, frustration in your heart, and you don't know what to say. You feel the weight of anger, the heaviness of fear, but there's a way to make a change. The path is crystal clear. Don't just sit there waiting for the tide to turn. Rise up and take your stand. Let your passion burn. Don't get mad, get involved, let your voice be heard. Stand up, speak out, change the world with every word. From the ballots to the streets, and every way you can. Together we can shape the future, every woman, every man.
There you go, welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Dane in Butler, Pennsylvania. Hey, Dane, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I have some good news, and I wanted to give my opinion on J.D. Vance to you and just get your feedback. So the good news is...
You're in Butler, Pennsylvania. That's the town where they shot at Trump, right?
That's right.
Holy cow.
It is.
Okay, keep going. I'm sorry. Just dawned on me.
Yeah, I was in town, and I could hear sirens pretty much all day from 5 o'clock until midnight.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was. I tried to just kind of fly under the radar and not really leave the house much.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little bit scared with all the. There's some crazy people around here. It's not. It's mostly quiet, but I know there are some crazies out there. But anyway, the answer to the good news in Pennsylvania, we have a great political activist group called March on Harrisburg.
Mm-hmm.
They've actually had some legislation passed, and their latest piece of legislation that is on the move. Called HB 2433, for anybody that wants to Google search it and see what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is that it bans multinational corporations from spending on politics in Pennsylvania.
Oh,
which would
cool.
Ban It would ban 98% of the Fortune 500 companies from spending any money at all in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Had 19 co-sponsors. All of them were Democrats.
Of course.
But when it passed, my numbers again here, 24 Republicans voted for it.
Wow.
Including our rep here in Pennsylvania, which actually really surprised me because she used to be an aide for Mike Kelly, who was our U.S. rep here. You can see him wearing a red hat on the internet a lot.
Yeah.
So I was pretty surprised by that. And so right now it's sitting in the Senate State Government Committee.
Mm-hmm.
And if it passes through the Senate, then our great Governor Josh Shapiro would definitely sign it. So, look up March on Harrisburg. And I mean, they do awesome work. I've been to a few of their meetings.
I'll check it out.
And they're really good.
I'll check it out.
Yeah. And so my opinion about J.D. Vance is that from here in Butler, Pennsylvania, our culture is not much different than where he grew up.
Right.
So I have a similar experience, family and friends that have grew up in poverty just like him. And the people who put Appalachian people into poverty is the type of person that J.D. Vance has become. And that is really unfortunate.
Yeah, that's funny, guys.
So whenever his background is going to be used as a way to get the common poverty white person in America to vote for him. And once again, they're just going to vote against their own self-interest.
Yeah, they're just going to know that he wrote a book called Hillbilly Elegy. They don't even probably know what the word elegy means, but hillbilly, it sounds nice, you know. He must be one of us.
Sounds like me.
Yeah.
It's... And he's totally not. Peter Thiel is not a normal guy. he's a lunatic. He's a lunatic billionaire. And just doing some reading about J.D. Vance the last couple of days, which, by the way, you did predict that he would be Trump's VP pick.
Well, I was 50-50, him or Doug Burgum. I frankly was leaning toward Burgum, and apparently Trump was too, for the same reason that I thought he would. But apparently his sons are the ones who pushed J.D. Vance on him, if the news reporting is accurate, which is probably being leaked by Don Jr. or his girlfriend.
The one thing I wanted to slide in was about one of the styles of conservatism that he is non-reactionary. Dark Enlightenment movement. People should check that out.
Okay, I'll look for it. Dane, thank you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of two books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I've worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you know, my dogs eat your food and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference. So I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month.
Yeah.
Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, you know, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, you know, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that. You're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
For chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Republican National Convention. I'm Richard Cantu. Night two of the convention heard from Nikki Haley, once one of former President Trump's fiercest critics, but not anymore.
Making one thing perfectly clear. Donald Trump has my strong endorsement, period.
ABC News contributor Chris Christie, former New Jersey governor and fierce Trump critic himself.
It was a complete, incredible flip-flop. From what she's done, flip-flop, flip-flop.
Republican Party co-chair Lara Trump regaled the audience with Saturday's assassination attempt.
It was in the midst of it all, as he was jostled off stage by Secret Service, that he knew how defining that moment would be for our country. And he hoisted his fist in the air.
On Wednesday night, the GOP delegates will hear from vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. RNC speakers Tuesday focused on immigration. The GOP platform calls for the largest deportation in American history. Christine Newman-Ortiz is a Milwaukee-based advocate for refugees and other immigrants.
We are not afraid of those that demonize us and promote hate and violence and division.
She spoke in front of a large group of protesters. And 60 years later, officials have solved a cold case. Wayne Pratt was found with dozens of stab wounds in Winnebago County back in June of 1963. Authorities had a few suspects and they've reopened the case a few times. But finally, with advancements in DNA technology, they've identified their killer. The Winnebago County Sheriff says the killer's name is William Doxeter and he was on that original suspect list. Unfortunately, Doxeter won't face justice. He died 2 years ago. But now Pratt's case is closed. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After a traumatic couple days, it's time for our country to come together and try to heal. Of course, I'm talking about Ingrid Andress' performance of our national anthem before the Home Run Derby at Monday's MLB All-Star festivities. The performance was not only potentially the worst version of the song ever performed, but possibly the worst version of any song ever performed. It's bad even if she's never had lessons, and after witnessing that performance, well, there's no way she's ever had lessons. She made the Hawk Tua girl sound like a virtuoso. Andress, a Grammy-nominated singer, quickly put out a statement the next day for damage control, saying, "I'm not going to bullshit, y'all. I was drunk last night. I'm checking myself into a facility today to get the help I need." Good for you, Ingrid. Admitting you have a problem is the first step. Hopefully, whatever facility she attends will provide excellent voice lessons. She might also want to cut back on the booze. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars a few clouds around in the overnight with light northwest winds. We'll see sunrise temperatures near 60 degrees. On your Wednesday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. One or two showers or rumbles in the afternoon. Highs will reach the middle 70s. It's 66 at our studios.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society.
Gene Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we are live from day three of the RNC. The fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, will join us. And public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Money-back guarantee. And for a limited time, you can try Just Thrive risk-free. You can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com. Promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's like getting a month for free. That's justthrivehealth.com. Promo code Tom, T-H-O-M.
In the heart of every nation, where freedom's flame ignites, there's a beacon shining brightly in the darkest nights. From the hills of Appalachia to the shores of distant lands, the promise of democracy in the people's hands. Through the trials and tribulations, it stands the test of time. A hope for generations, a dream that will not die. Live democracy, guiding us through the storm, in the heart of liberty.
Welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour. J.D. Vance's wife worked under Chief Justice John Roberts and Brett Kavanaugh. So if the Supreme Court, you know, if the presidential debate is contested, and by the way, there was just a, I just retweeted this. Let me see if I can find my tweet real quickly and share it with you. Where did my Twitter go? It's vanished. Oh, there it is. Anyhow, here, this is new from 538. Right. And they just said that the polling numbers show that the Electoral College is Biden 277. Keep in mind, I think it's 271 or 272 needed to win. Biden 277, Trump 261. Biden wins. That's the polling today. And, you know, typically your candidate is at their peak during the convention. So I keep telling you, I'm optimistic about this fall. I don't think these polls are accurate. I don't think they're picking up on, you know, 100 million pissed off women. I don't think the polls have been accurate since 2016 or maybe before. I think it has to do with cell phones. I could be wrong, but I'm actually fairly optimistic. The other quick story I wanted to tell you about is that Joe Biden today is revealing. I think I mentioned this in the first hour. He's revealing a proposal in Nevada today as part of a campaign stop. Which has seen the biggest explosion of housing costs in the country, to take away a tax deduction that landlords currently have if they raise rents by more than 5% in any one given year. This only applies to landlords who have more than 50 units. So, you know, like the small landlords, this is a fairly common thing. You know, middle class families, they'll buy a house, they'll pay off a good chunk of it, they'll have enough money that they can get a mortgage on another house. They'll buy the second house, move into it, and rent out the first house, and it becomes a source of income. Plus, it gathers value over time. This is a great way for middle-class families to build their equity, to build their wealth. And I know a number of people throughout my life who have done this and ended up doing just fine, thank you very much, you know, able to retire and things. So anyhow, this wouldn't affect those kind of folks, but it does affect the corporate landlords big time. The only downside is it's going to require congressional approval. So this is not going to become law this year, but he's rolling it out in anticipation of being able to get this through Congress next year. He's also pushing policies to increase housing construction that don't require Congress through incentives to local governments to change their zoning codes, new federal financial incentives for builders. Right now, there's 1.6 million housing units in the pipeline, largely as a result of the Inflation Reduction Act, and this would add another 2 million to what's going on. So, you know, it's a good start. It's a good thing. All right. As I said, picking up your calls here, let's get back to picking up your calls. Marie in Atlanta. Hey, Marie, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. For those who have been listening to the clip of J.D. Vance talking about how the sexual revolution was the beginning of creating the permission structure for women in bad marriages to get out as often as they change their underwear. Again, language matters, and it's important to listen closely. The sexual revolution was about women having agency over their own bodies to enjoy sexual expression.
Well, and it started really, you know, 1961 was the first year that the birth control pill was approved by the Food and Drug Administration.
Exactly. But that has nothing to do with the ability to get out of a bad marriage.
You're right.
What changed for women was the access to the labor market, where a woman who was in a dangerous situation could know that she could get a job that would pay for and support a household in peace.
Right.
And that's the difference. You have to listen very carefully to these people. What he's basically trying to do is to connect the mental concept of sluttery with women being able to divorce.
I agree, and I think we might be saying the same thing, because what I was trying to point out, Marie, was in 61 when the birth control pill was legalized essentially by the FDA, and then in 1965 in the Griswold decision where the Supreme Court struck down the Connecticut law that made it illegal even for married couples to have any kind of birth control. And it wasn't until 1972 that the Supreme Court struck down the law that said that in many states that forbade pharmacists from providing birth control to single women. But my point is that what happened when women had access to things that were more reliable than condoms, you know, in other words, a birth control pill, was that having solid control of their reproductive capacity, it was easier for them to enter the job market. And I think that a large part of this anti-abortion movement that is now rapidly morphing into an anti-birth control movement has to do with, as you just mentioned, taking women back out of that labor market. This has been a complaint of right-wing men for a long, long time, and putting them back in the bedroom and the kitchen.
Exactly. Exactly. We were on the same page.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Marie. Thank you for pointing
out.
And yes, I did not have those exact quotes from J.D. Vance. I recall now him saying them. In fact, I'm surprised I haven't read them recently, but the last 24 hours. But that was pretty reprehensible, where he said women could change their spouses as easily or as quickly as they change their underwear. It's awful stuff. Marie, thank you. Thank you very much. Kelvin in Birmingham, Alabama. Hey, Kelvin, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, it's an honor following Marie. I'm a Stephanie Miller fan. Also.
Isn't she great?
I hear her all the time. Yes, she is. Back in 2020 campaign, when Trump was running around all of these campaigns, and he was pretty much screwing these cities out of money for security, maybe that's a factor why he didn't have enough security in this town. Because there was a whole bunch of cities that sued him because of that.
Yeah, you know, there's somebody, and now this is pure, you know, third-hand speculation, whatever, hearsay, I guess would be the word, but it's over on Democratic Underground right now. There's somebody posting who lives in Butler, Pennsylvania, and we had a caller from Butler just a couple minutes ago, but who lives in Butler, Pennsylvania, who said that they've had a couple of interactions with the police department, and it's just a classic small-town, corrupt, incompetent, bumbling police department. So, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've actually made deliveries in Butler, PA, and it's pretty small.
Yeah.
But nice people.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks a lot, Calvin. Good talking to you, as always. Lisa in Falls Church, Virginia. Hey, Lisa, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thank you for the show. But something sort of raised my attention when you talked about how the Republicans are different than what they used to be back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to share with you a story. Well, actually, it was an incident that happened, a true story about my grandfather back in the day. He was working on the railroads, and there was a law that prohibited black people from being out after a certain time. But since he had to finish the work on a railroad, he went ahead and worked on it, and when he was walking home with some other, you know, black associates that he had been working with, the sheriff's department picked him up and put him in jail, and some of the local people found out that they had black people that were in the jail, and they went to the jail to, I guess, lynch my grandfather.
Oh, my.
But there was a Republican judge that was in the area. When he found out my grandfather was in the jail and what was happening, he got the sheriff's department. He went there personally and barred the people from getting into the jail to get my father, my grandfather.
Wow.
So I was just thinking, you know, the Republicans used to be the kind of people that would protect black people or minorities, but it seemed, and the Democrats were the ones that were sort of anti, you know, black and people of color. But now it's completely changed. And when you mentioned that, that sort of drew my attention or my memory to what happened to my grandfather. And one last thing I wanted to bring up, I took a class in law, and in the class that I took, it said that a judge could not preside over a case of someone who appointed them or someone that had a personal connection with them. So I was just wondering why Cannon was able to preside over the case with Trump.
Yeah.
Because they're personally connected in some way or another.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you for your show. And I just wanted to share that with you.
Well, thank you,
Take
Lisa.
Care. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. With regard to Cannon, apparently the Federal Code of Ethics isn't as stringent as it is in Virginia. What you're referring to in the beginning with your grandfather's amazing story, those are called sundown towns. And this was a common thing all across the United States, these towns where if you were black, you could not be out after sundown and you would get arrested. And the Republican Party then, you know, was the party of Lincoln. Right up until the 1960s, most African Americans in the United States voted Republican. It was Lyndon Johnson pushing through the Civil Rights Act in 64 and the Voting Rights Act in 65 that preceded that large shift of the black vote to the Democratic Party. So Lisa, spot on. Thanks so much for the call. It was a wonderful story. Thank you for sharing that with us. We'll be right back. It's 46 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is Talk Media for the sane among us. Yes, we are still here, and we're not going anywhere. Stick around. Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant-quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman, with two N's, or enter the code Hartman, with two N's, before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Most of my angst comes from the grocery store. I end up behind that person with the checkout line trifecta of coupons, lottery tickets, and writing a personal check. Another checkout person comes and says, I can take someone on aisle three. Who should be the first person they take? The next person in line, right? Where I am, it's a free-for-all. It's like roller derby. It didn't infuriate me, but I was kind of like, whatever.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, it's mess-free, it's full of nutrients, and it tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, the wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. drmartypets.com/Tom.
In a world that's ever changing, where the shadows often fall, you can be a light, a beacon, standing strong and tall. Every action, every word can ripple far and wide. When you choose to make a difference, there's no need to hide. From the fields of green to city streets and every heart and mind, the power to change the world is yours. It's what you leave behind. Make a difference, take a stand, let your passion lead the way.
Welcome back. You know, Louise puts together these songs every day, and they're all, if you want to download any of them or listen to them, they're over at HartmanReport.com. There's the Daily Song tab. You can check it out. So, picking up your calls here, Sandra in Boston. Hey, Sandra, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I want to tell you that I listened to your show yesterday, and it's so important that you stay on track with continuing the messaging about Trump and fascism. I know that following his assassination attempt, I wanted to say that we really don't have any real evidence that it's a political assassination more than it's run-of-the-mill American gun violence.
Yeah, I think the kid is a school shooter. And in fact, there's now evidence coming out that he's been practicing his shooting for about 6 months, probably in anticipation of a school shooting, and then Trump shows up in his backyard. So he thinks, hey, if I'm going to go out in a blaze of glory, this is a bigger blaze of glory than killing a bunch of kids in a local school.
Exactly, and the evidence points to that. Those are the facts that we have.
Yep.
So I know that everyone talks about Biden and Target and Bullseye and all that nonsense. We really need to stay the course, especially because they're now trying to brand Trump as Teddy Roosevelt. So that's super important.
Yeah, that ain't going to work. Teddy Roosevelt was a progressive.
I know, but there. I mean, do you see Lindsey Graham on Meet the Press crying and saying he reminded him so much of Teddy Roosevelt?
Oh, geez.
And then Newsmax had this whole Teddy Roosevelt retrospective that I knew was designed to get us all believing that, you know, they want to move away from that messaging, but also to give us a whole lot of hope. Well, and first off, you know, he's the one who said he could shoot somebody on Fifth Ave.
Right.
Okay. And what really bothered me about that statement is no law enforcement in New York said, not on my watch.
Yeah, I mean, you're right.
If you said you were going to break a law in my town and I'm the sheriff, no.
I suspect and Alvin also, Bragg had some thoughts on that.
We didn't hear it.
Yeah,
we
I
didn't
know.
Hear it.
I know.
So
well,
that's what's
might have just been it wasn't reported.
Other thing I really wanted to push too is that, you know, I'm really optimistic. I hate to say this to you in light of Biden's debate, but I didn't, you know, everybody I know who's a fan was very upset of it, but I think it's the tide that's going to turn for us because he's been abandoned again by his supporters. He's turning back to the reliable people of color base. And he's now talking things like, he made a very forceful speech about voting rights. He talked about Roe without a Democratic Congress. Before he said, yeah, if you elect me a Congress, now he's going full bore, permanent child tax credits. He's talking the talk that's going to get voters out.
I
tell friends all the time, I didn't want to vote for Biden if he's just going to have a more draconian, I sent you an email about a more draconian border policy than Trump. He's pandering to the right. Mm-hmm. Now he has to go back to the left, and it's the same scenario we saw in 2020 when he was, all the polls said he was not going to do it. He went to South Carolina, and all of a sudden the game changed, and he gave us Ketanji and Kamala, who, you know, I'm not a big fan, but I'll take it as a woman of color. It's an important symbolic thing. So, yeah, let's move forward. And now he's going to get the votes behind him. Stay the course. You are the voice of reason. We need you to do that.
Yeah.
And lastly, I'm very upset because when Trump put his fist up and, you know, fight after, he put Secret Service people lives at risk. Mm-hmm. Okay? If you're a leader in a team, it is not nitpicky, Tom. I spend a lot of time and effort supporting veterans organizations, Wounded Warrior, and the last thing we need is some clown trying to grandstand and get other people shot. And this is why people think it's a conspiracy, because who knew if there were other shooters? Are you kidding me? And now you just make yourself a big, giant target with a fist in the air and say, shoot me.
Yeah, I get it. Sandra, thank you. Thank you.
Tom.
And by the way, I mentioned this in the first hour. It's worth mentioning again that yesterday I had said I thought Trump was saying F you. I went back and looked at the video, and Trump was in fact saying fight. He definitely was saying fight. So I apologize for that, for my conspiracy theory yesterday. Won't do it again. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That, podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Pete Schwabba.
Wednesday night, we will stream live on Facebook and YouTube from 7 to 8 p.m. during the RNC. We will be back on the air live from 8 to 9 p.m. where I welcome comedians Kristen Leidy and Katie Bowman in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.